Is that tofu? No.
No?
No,
I'm definitely
not. Shall we start?
Yeah, start those archives.
Okay.
Welcome to Consin.
Welcome to Consin, and stick around because we have Olmeca coming in at 11, I think, right?
Yeah, actually, he's going to be calling in because he ended up having to go to a meeting regarding all the things he's been up to, all the things we admire him for.
Yeah.
So hopefully he'll call in around 11. He's got some tickets to give away for his record release coming up at the Knitting Factory on the 5th of March.
Yeah. If you want to check him out, go to olmeca1.com or on MySpace, go to myspace.com/Olmeca. All right. What are you going to kick it off with?
I don't know. I'm going to get a little saucy.
All right.
We're just going to see where the winds take us tonight.
que haya curado tocar el tambor. Giri, giri, bo, giri, giri, bo. Y atrás de la comparsa se va echando un pie. Giribo, 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 giribo.
Would like to give a very special shout out to baby Milo, Milo Sebastian, celebrating 1 week and 1 day of life. This one goes out to you. We hope you're getting down in those diapers.
Goodbye, girls.
That's right, you're listening to Korn Scene here on Kill Radio with H and C. We're excited. Tonight we have 11 p.m. We will have a chat with Omeka, just back from Chiapas. And he's got a lot to tell us. He's got a lot to tell us about what he's done, what he's about to do. He's got a CD release party coming up. This Sunday, March 5th, the Knitting Factory. So stay tuned, 11 p.m. We're going to just kind of segue into some of his music, and we're flitting around the globe right now, boys and girls. So stay with us. Kill Radio. If you want to call the station, our number is 213-252-0998.
Thank you.
right. Yeah, this is it's from a 90s tribute to Love, the band Love. That was David Kilgore and Martin Phillips, A Message to Pretty. All right, we're going to change it up a little bit here now. You'll recognize this right off the bat. This is the original Afrobeat shaman himself, Fela Kuti, here for you on Kohn Scene.
Just die. Hey, police, they come, army, they come. Hey, confusion everywhere. Hey, 7 minutes later, all done cool down, brother. Police don't go away, army don't disappear. Them leave sorrow, tears and blood.
Them regular trademark.
Them leave sorrow, tears and blood.
Them regular trademark.
Them regular trademark.
Them regular trademark.
That is why everybody run, run, run. Everybody scatter, scatter. Someone nearly died. Some people lost some bread. Someone just died. Police they come, army they come. Confusion everywhere. 7 minutes later, all done cool down, brother. Police don't go away, army don't disappear. Them live sorrow, tears and blood.
Them regular trademark.
Them live sorrow, tears and blood.
Them regular trademark.
Them regular trademark.
Them regular trademark.
La 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 la. My people say they fear too much. We fear for the thing we no see. For the air
child. I'm a different house, my party for house. I won't build a house, I don't build a house. I know I won't quench, I won't enjoy, I know I won't go. So policeman, go slap your face, you know, go talk. Army man, go weep your yash, you go, they look like donkey. Rhodesia, they do them own, all leaders they have for nothing. South Africa, they do them own. Them live sorrow, tears and blood.
Them regular trademark.
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 Regular trademark.
Them regular trademark.
That is why everybody run, run, run. Everybody scatter, scatter. Some people lost some bed. Someone nearly died. Police they come, army they come. Confusion everywhere. Now so time when they go. Time no wait for nobody. Like that.
Kind of swinging it into a groovy.
Yeah, it was a little bit, a little taste of Fela Kuti from, you know, back in the day. And also something from some reggae. Should have the exact names here for the people that are listening. If you're interested, though, email us or call us up. But anyways, what do you got to follow it up with?
I think I'm going to take it back to the day.
To rock and roll? Oh, okay.
No, I'm gonna play a little Global? Something that we used to play a lot.
Alrighty.
You know?
Sure, that's...
Thank you. What is it?
African. Right?
Is it?
China.
Or is it Indian? Or is it just like...
It covers... You know what? It covers... Yeah, it covers...
Is it like 70s
like
hippie?
Three continents, including America.
But it's cotton.
Yeah. Covers hippiedom, kind of native garb. It also covers Africa in Tibet.
And look at the tag.
The tag says Sears. No, St. Clair. Your name's
Perry.
Perry. St. Clair. Wow. I thought it said Sears.
The things you
the
find.
The junior, you know, department.
Out of the closet.
It's good.
Gracias.
It's really good. Oh, no, don't miss it. Yeah. All right.
All right. Thanks for listening, people.
Yeah, thanks. Everybody that's listening, thank you so much. Call us up, 213-252-0998. And in just a little while, like 20 minutes, Olmeca will be calling in.
And as promised, of course, I think there's some tickets to be given away to this record release.
Yeah, we gotta come up with a contest.
A question.
A question, yeah.
Alright, well, anyway, put your thinking caps on.
Yeah.
Alright.
This is for this weekend. No, next weekend.
Sunday.
Sunday. Alright.
Quarantine.
Thank you. sírvame vino y no tiemble. He venido a celebrar el 16 de septiembre. Con mucho gusto he cantado al compás de mi guitarra los versos de aquel valiente que se llamó Ignacio Parra.
That's Mezcla on Con Sin Kill Radio. And now something from Omeka right before he left from Chiapas. This landed in our hot little hand. Stay tuned for Omeka on Con Sin.
Son Jarocho, Son MCs, is hip hop Jarocho. música para la gente. Esta canción es dedicada a todo el mundo. Surgen de la dependencia para ver un nuevo día. Aristocráticos contra campesinos, industrialización contra los ejidos, artificialistas contra hijos elegidos de la tierra. Esta es la historia de tu vida. Derecho, pues que no ves que al reconocer despiertas en un nuevo amanecer. Amargo es el camino de la muerte, pero peor es dejarlo seguir, que continúo en hacerte sufrir causando gran dolor en el vientre. Con machetes y palos avanzan los nobles niños tan mal vivientes, los roba terrenos, cometen errores y rompen las leyes morales. Que siga la música y siga la lucha con santa madera. Quien quema la leña en vano quemará la historia de la gente noble. A nombre de la bestia contra el pobre, la bestia ha visto sus últimos días. Derechos humanos contra las injusticias. Insurgencia feroz viene, con el viento me siento fuerte. Luna negra me protege, porque la luz, la luna sigue. Quiero que la vida se mejore, pues no hay más. Espérame un poco, te explico la básica forma de ser uno de ellos. Sin miedo te digo que soy uno de ellos. Esperanza, fe es ser consciente, paz y el amor es una gran satisfacción. Representante de las calles de Calipastlán. De la tierra sueños se convocarán. ¿Para qué?
Luchar por el derecho. Va a sentir sobre mi pecho una gran satisfacción. Más vivo en un rincón, cantándole mi amargura, pero con la fe segura y anunciándole al destino que es el hombre campesino nuestra esperanza futura.
Llena de fuego avanza, generación revolucionaria. Ahora nuestra chance de ver un nuevo mañana.
Yo fui a la revolución.
Yo sentí.
Yeah, Olmeca and Consin.
Yeah. What's the name of that one?
The name of that, Luna Negra.
Yeah, I really like that one.
That's a good one.
I was talking to Greg of Mezcla, who's here in the house. Grab a mic, Greg. And we were talking.
What's up,
it sounded like, hey, pretty good. It sounded like Rocco from Maldita Vecindad, right?
Right, yeah, that's what I'm guessing the sample's from.
Yeah, I guess we'll ask him when he calls in.
That'd be a good question.
But
that's a real catchy track.
Yeah, I really like the message. For those of you that don't speak Spanish, it's a very urgent, very revolutionary mensaje.
And that sounds very much like what Omeka is all about, trying to spread the word universally.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to see him when he was with Slow Rider?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, we've had the honor to play with Slow Rider the last few shows they did early last year.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing them like years back when they were coming up. Mm-hmm. Seeing their whole transformation.
Yeah, I got to see them. You know, they had a tour in Mexico, and then they had the closing of the tour here at the Troubadour with Aslan Underground.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there. I got to see them. They were really good. But now he's been living over there. He's been living in Chiapas.
Yeah, I guess for
with the Zapatistas.
Early last year in Chiapas with the Zapatistas. So yeah, it's really exciting to have him back in town. He's got this big show coming up this weekend. So
yeah. Who else is on the bill? Let's give it up for the Quinto Sol.
Quinto Sol.
And Upground.
I think Indeed. Those guys are there, right?
Upground
is in the
Slowpoke,
house.
Slowpoke, DJ Slowpoke.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
I think a lot of us have been to parties with DJ Slowpoke, right?
Mm-hmm. Indeed, he's like the DJ gets around and supports a lot of local bands. But he does.
Yeah, he's DJing some of your shows, right?
He has actually.
Yeah, we should bring him in here.
Yeah, actually,
we should.
Yeah.
Why is he? He's like
he's a DJ, you know.
Yeah. He's your DJ.
Turntablist, no?
Turntablist, indeed.
How many kind of DJs are there? They're like disc jockeys from the 50s.
I think there's like 47 different kinds.
Different kinds of DJs.
Nowadays you have the mashup DJ.
Oh yeah, now you have the mashup DJs. Not mashup sound system, because that's a band, yeah. And I have a CD that I'm going to play. And one of their songs is three turntables and a mic.
Now it's going to three turntables.
Yeah, remember it was two turntables and a mic, but now it's three turntables. Anyways.
You should see us here at the studio.
And a laptop to boot. Yeah. Hey, is our cassette player working?
It's not.
Wow.
Oh,
we've got two turntables and 13 CD players and three microphones.
And only one works.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we could play MP3s too directly.
Hey, let's play a little something that we play a lot on Consim, but it cannot be played enough.
All right.
Yeah, indeed. And with this EP, just real quick note, people can get wind of this band.
Fosforo
has brand new album out.
How are they doing? I haven't seen them. They haven't been playing. Have they been recording?
They just finished. Yeah, they just came back from
the
tour.
Oh, they were out of town.
And they just finished a brand new full-length CD. It's called Even with the Sun.
Big ups to them. Yeah. Where did they go on their tour?
I believe they went through New Mexico, Texas, Arizona.
Southwest.
Definitely. And I think you can catch them at the Rhythm Lounge. And Long Beach coming up on March... I have to get back to you on the date.
Let's play some of this.
Let's play some of this.
Yeah,
and
this
and
is
a little
from the Mosquito EP they released like 2 years ago off their record label called Raya Records.
With Pantera, no? Piri and Pantera.
Yeah, Piare Pantera. Yeah. I believe this is the track we got.
And you guys too. Hey, I want to wish Claire a belated birthday.
Thank you.
As well.
Happy birthday.
And happy early birthday.
We'll break out the bubbly in a little bit.
And a happy Tibetan New Year's to
all.
All right.
Estamos en nuestros dilemas que a veces dejamos de pensar. Lord, cómo ayudar a gente que necesita el favor de ti, aunque no lo conozcan. Dicen que la vida no se puede sola, para eso mi familia me apoya. Hay gente que no tiene a nadie, se hicieron drogaditos o perdieron su fe. Quizás por eso muchos viven en la calle, sin trabajo, pobreza siempre va a haber. Sobrevivir en Babilonia today no es fácil, pero lo tenemos que hacer. Y si alguien te pide un bocado de comer, te ignorará. Y algo de otro hacer. Ah, oh, hay mucha tristeza, pobreza, la sombra de la calle, ayuda que no tiene. Ah, oh, hay mucha tristeza, pobreza, la sombra de la calle, ayuda que no tiene.
Pues mira,
¿qué pasó?
Entonces ya sabes, hay que ayudarse uno al otro, ¿me entiendes?
Sí, hombre, eso es verdad. En este mundo difícil se hace camino al andar.
Así es.
Pero ¿por qué será que estoy así, vos? ¿Por qué será?
Contales, pues.
¿Por qué será, por qué será, por qué será que el mundo no encuentra la paz? ¿Por qué será, por qué será, por qué será que en el mundo no hay amor? ¿Por qué será, por qué será, por qué será que el mundo
no encuentra la paz. Porque será, porque será, porque será que en el mundo no hay amor.
Pero como un hijo que pregunta a su madre, lo que no discierno ayúdame a entender. Porque permite que tantos niños inocentes fueran víctimas bajo bombas criminales. La calle está llena de gente sin comer. Otros con tanto dinero no saben ni qué hacer. Lo que quieren no pueden y lo que pueden no quieren. Pues nuestro castigo ya es suficiente. Las lágrimas de madre guerrillera regaron el suelo por un futuro que espera. Esperando que alguien traiga buena nueva. Los predicados no lo siguen ni la iglesia. Hipócritamente bendicen las guerras. Aumenta prisiones y disminuyen escuelas. ¿Cuál es el propósito de esta tierra? Parece a veces la segunda muerte eterna. ¿Por qué será? ¿Por qué será? ¿Por qué será? Que el mundo no encuentra la paz. ¿Por qué será? ¿Por qué será? ¿Por qué será? Que en el mundo no hay amor. ¿Por qué será? ¿Por qué será? ¿Por qué será? Que el mundo no encuentra la paz. ¿Por qué será? ¿Por qué será? ¿Por qué será? En el mundo no hay amor.
Mira, 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 BR, bandera y fósforo, representando Latinoamérica para todo el mundo. ¿Por qué será? ¿Por qué será? ¿Por qué será?
Con sin.
I'm a revolutionary, internally human being. I'm a lost child born in the wild. 500 years, I'm the culmination of too many shed beds. Years, I'm the problem to the establishment and their scheme. And it seems that it seems to be loose in a bag of seeds, spreading roots on the streets. So it grows and it breeds fellow seeds to proceed with progress, to profess a new quest, to protest the spiritless. Warrior instinct, an instant exhilarating sense of ability to connect with principles of self-sufficiency. I don't matter, servants of the heavens, insurrection, injecting the fire burn with good intention. Holler back with the now when I say revolution, revolution, now, revolution, now. Holler words speaking utter repentance, attention, a problem that the president faces. Attendance is greater than the leader's commencement. Intention from the people is independence. A people enslaved in a barricaded city, you're straight, forsaken in hell by devil supremacy. Centuries of comatose outlook, insecurity, leading to timidity and finally slavery. Desde el 510, pueblo lento al golpe bien, contra la basura del presidente inconsecuente. Viene la gente después con una gran inquietud, derrotando al doble juez, vida justa otra vez.
Information, all barriers to true emancipation. It's scarier when you're aware how they're connected to corporations. It's the media causing mass hysteria in all areas. They're all carriers of false information. All barriers to true emancipation. It's scarier when you're aware how they're connected to corporations.
Who's a real terrorist? Wanna post some evidence, facts that are relevant in case you miss history because of television. Here to perform an exorcist after seeing Satan horns peeking through the wreckage mist. I hope you can handle this, especially if you're sitting home with the candles lit, zoning out the channel shit. For it's an obsession which controls your perception, molds your conceptions, holds your mind hostage for your soul, for they know it's a kind of weapon that could be lethal. Kill the blind and free the people. If you knew the truth, you could teach the youth, expose them to all the evil so we can see through, to raise the feeble, to realize they regal. Understand what it means to be able to walk through eyes of needles, eradicate riddles, come to turns with God, then collide with these devils. Never play the middle, cause then it'll be at a level where things will never get settled. So my foot's on a pedal, I'm gripping the metal, dipping on several whose mentals are a rental. No matter how much we show you what we went through, you choose to neglect essentials. Make moves with only respect to presidentials. We projected the blues to take you to the door of consciousness. You never stepped through what kept you. Thoughts are still unreal and too central, for you refuse to deal with the fundamentals. So this is street news with complete views. We resent you. We repeat tools, increase the pools of our people's potential. We'll organize schools, decolonize schools, baptize and hypnotize so they realize they have eyes for their own views. So fuck the news and bring it on, cause Viacom don't wanna stop the war, stop the bombs. My people uninformed is the worst way to be unarmed. Shit, they don't want us to remain calm. They want paranoia to set in so they can lock us down to the point that we're kept in. Don't you see the conservative backlash we find ourselves in? People wave flags, subconsciously forgiving anyone who made it bad for us in the past. And that shit is sad. People have gone mad beyond crazy, and now they love Giuliani, can't get enough of Pataki. They hug politicians and snug with their lackeys. What the fuck, can someone smack me? Shit can't be. It seems many have forgotten about police brutality and the fight to end racial profiles, a thing of history. And the plight of Yekes Island is missing, considered a mystery. Why can't they see that shit like that will only bring them more misery? Why can't they see that shit like that will only bring them more misery? But they won't listen to me, they won't listen to me, they won't listen to me.
Cause it's the media causing mass hysteria in all areas. They're all carriers of false information. All barriers to true emancipation. It's scarier when you're aware how they're connected to corporations. It's
the media, causing mass hysteria in all areas. They're all carriers of false information. All barriers to true emancipation. It's scarier when you're aware how they're connected to corporations. Believe their news, don't read their views, they'll keep you confused. Forget how to tie shoes, talking about pulling yourself or you use bootstrap. Now who's trapped, who's trapped, somehow accused of trap. People in Vieques abused because they're brown and black, just like down in Afghanistan and in Iraq. It's a part of their plan of world domination, control the land, its resources, and set up corporations. So if there wasn't all you in the Middle East, would there be a reason for war, a reason to declare peace? Would the Israelis be able to occupy the Bethlehem streets if they weren't back from the beginning by the U.S. hellfire heat? Yo, can we speak? Did you peep how Melba broke our Mecca? Made the call for the Jihad complete. Let's get deep and make leaps into parts of history they don't want to leak. What is real, which is fake, take a peek. Will this country come to the aid of a fellow corrupt state like Kuwait if they only grew weak? Yo, don't sleep, cause what you read will be what someone else sold. So no matter what grows, you have that to eat. And did you see how this country talk meek and cold sweet for a confrontation with Pakistan that don't see? For these sheets hold heat, cause shake with a nuclear hand when they do greed. An Islamic fleet can bring Babylon to its eventual defeat, making prophecy complete. At the same time smashing the riddle of the beast, as an answer lies in why they chopped off the black features to the Sphinx. The same reason they want you to think Africa and the Middle East aren't linked. Sitting in the pyramids of Giza, fighting under your feet in a blink, as Elizabeth Taylor winks, but she knows the stolen legacies are closer to complete. She knows, she knows, she knows, but the drumbeat that runs deep on these streets have been intercepted from hums of guns or rising slums in the east. But we're all connected, yet a bit demented, ever since when the Gen Z came with their aggression. The Nile never flowed down, but some of our geography has been infested with pornography, making history more easy to be molested. Plans were perfected, instead of communism we have another ideology to be detested. That's how they keep your interests invested. Air raids projected, views that the people accepted. I ain't lying, we need a free Palestine and bless it. You blind, you lost your mind? Can't you see the non-self-determination is a deadly crime? Don't forget Puerto Rico because it is mine. As the sun was born to shine, heavy on my soul, away from the cold, something you stole like the black gold for which you bombed the rack. People armed with the Quran and Islam attack.
Hey there.
You said your war was forced to dawn, no, but in fact, you blew up hospitals, schools,
all right.
Kill Radio Los Angeles.
We have Olmeca on the line.
Hey Olmeca, thank you for calling.
Oh,
hey Olmeca, this is H. Thank you for calling.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Oh, pretty good, man. How's it going? We Claire played something earlier from a CD that Greg brought of yours. We're about to play Labios del Sexto Sol, which I really dig, the one you have up on MySpace.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that in your new, first let's introduce, you know, tell them who it is that is calling Olmeca. Let us know a little bit about who you are. You used to be in Slow Rider.
Yeah. I was a vocalist for a band here from LA called uh-huh. Slow Rider.
Yeah.
Was with him for about 7 years.
Yeah, yeah. I got to see you guys in the last concert at the Troubadour with Aslan Underground.
Oh, that's right.
That was a really strong concert, very well attended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good show. That was a good show.
Yeah, yeah. And after Slow Rider, do you tell us about your trip to Chiapas with the Zapatistas. You were there for a while. Here, I'm gonna pass the telephone to Claire.
Okay.
Yeah, you're just back in town, and you were thinking of staying down there, isn't that right?
Yeah. The whole so the trip to Chiapas was more than a trip. It was collaboration with an organization called Estación Libre, a people of color space in Chiapas. It's a national organization here from the U.S. And I was out there as co-coordinator for Estación Libre, and part of the work there was to bring people of color to Chiapas to discuss community, how we can build community at home in the United States, and also have a reflective analysis of what we do to build networks, and also to do that within the Zapatista communities.
And when did you go down there?
We left in June. So that began June 2005, and just recently got back literally about a day ago.
Wow, welcome back.
Gracias.
Yeah, welcome back.
How do you feel about your time spent? How do you feel about the networks and the building of the communities?
I think it's something that's already happening, that's been happening here in the U.S., more than anything, a lot of the things that were shared amongst the people that went, delegates from different organizations, different types of resistance that they did, I think it's all been happening for a very long time. It's just I think the matter now, the point is to try and connect them. I feel really good about the time that we spent out there, because we really got to see the development of some of those networks and, you know, community building amongst the people that went there.
And the delegates were from, all of you who went down were from all over the United States?
Right, yeah. There was a total of four delegations that we did within the time that we were there.
Yeah.
And each delegation was attended by different people from different backgrounds and from different parts of the United States.
So initially, how did all of you connect?
I'm sorry?
Initially, how did all of you connect together form the whole group?
Well, Estación Libre as an organization is sectored off into regions. So you have the West Coast region, you have the East Coast, and then you have the Midwest Coast or the South, because sometimes it switches. So what happened was that here in L.A., through the music and things like that, I got to know some of the members from the West Coast region that were representing here in L.A. And so build relationship with those people along with other collectives and groups here in L.A. and basically came together and formed this thing called APC, Autonomous People's Collective from L.A. After that, then I just started building a little bit more with the Estación Libre and its members, and soon found out that they needed a coordinator and I needed to get out of L.A. So things kind of came together. And so what happens is that the delegates that attend the delegations, for example, my job was to coordinate those delegations, but how people found out about the delegations were through the regions. And so there's a process of application and figuring out why you want to go down to Zapatista communities and things like that. And so, basically there's like a screening process, and then people that get selected end up going to our space in Chiapas, and then we take them to the Zapatista communities.
Hey, Olmeca, maybe you want to tell our audience a little bit about La Otra Campaña, the other campaign that's going on, because there's going to be some elections happening in Mexico this year, but it's already started, right? Subcomandante Marcos and a lot of the his people have been traveling throughout, I guess, southern Mexico first, right?
Yeah. Yeah, initially in June 19th, the Zapatistas came out with this thing called the Red Alert. And the Red Alert was a comunicado stating that all of Caracoles and all Zapatista territory was going to be evacuated.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, a lot of people felt that the Zapatistas were at a point of outburst and maybe perhaps doing some sort of a military offensive against the Mexican military.
Mm-hmm.
Soon thereafter, the Zapatistas explained a little bit more as to why they were doing this Red Alert, and then finally came out with this thing called the Sixth Declaration of the Selva Lacandona.
Mm-hmm.
In the sexta declaración, the Zapatistas explained very clearly the process that they have taken towards within this peace process that they've been taking to achieve autonomy, which is one of the main things that the Zapatistas are asking for.
Yeah,
and that's just the thing that people, the Zapatistas, are asking for a very long time, and it wasn't until 2003 that they began not to ask, but instead began to act mm-hmm. and create their own autonomous spaces.
Right. They also had a passing of one of the women, Ramona, right?
Mm-hmm.
During that time, I in another network, Pacifica, I heard a speech that Subcomandante Marcos gave, and it was basically a message that she wanted before she died. That it was a message that she wanted to give the women of the Selva Lacandona, you know, to stay strong and not give up their autonomy, you know, because you know the forces, the government and globalization, they want to develop all that region, you know. And do you know something about that?
Well, yeah, I mean just to continue briefly about the other campaign, right, La Otra Campaña.
Yes.
So what ended up happening was that in June, the Sixth Declaration called for the Mexican population, including Chicanos,
uh-huh.
to go and give the palabra to the Zapatistas in terms of what is it that they see wrong in the system in Mexico, and also just the machine, right, which we
right.
call the beast.
Uh-huh.
And people actually went out there to the jungle and presented what they know, what they want to see in the future. Nothing theoretical. I mean, there was a lot of people that spoke theoretically, but more mm-hmm. than anything, the beautiful part about it was that people just went out there to speak. You had young people.
Yeah.
You had artists just expressing their palabra through music, mm-hmm. through art, and all this good stuff.
Yeah.
So this culminated into this thing called La Otra Campaña, which was going to be a delegation of Zapatistas to go out to Mexico and hear more, right?
Mm-hmm.
The word of the Mexican population, and just basically try to come up with collective decisions. And so in January the 1st, 2005, Subcomandante Marcos goes to San Cristóbal de las Casas, Chiapas, to initiate the campaign, and will eventually end up in Tijuana in late June to meet with Mexicanos from Baja California, Mexicanos from the U.S.,
yeah,
and Chicanos.
That's great. That's really beautiful. You know. Earlier last year, we went to the first concert that they had here at the farm in South Central, and we met the director of the Take La Toma, that's in Argentina. And recently, I heard excerpts from the president from Bolivia, and he also quoted Marcos. And I mention this because it's like a certain solidarity that's happening already. Like you said, it's been happening. It's just more and more awareness. It's happening with the different pueblos throughout this continent, and also the world, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's people like you that are giving voice to this. I think Claire wants to ask you something.
No, I just wanted to say, and what's beautiful about it is that we can all reach each other by music, really.
Yeah.
You know, music serves as a great gatherer of kindred spirits. So let's take. Do you want to hang on the line? Let's play some of your music, something from your latest.
Yeah, we could do that for sure.
Also, Olmeca, just I think Claire's preparing to play one of your tracks here directly from Play Labios del Sexo Sol. I really like that one. But I was reading a little bit on your website, which is olmeca1.com, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's you're also on MySpace, .com/Olmeca. Mm-hmm. And everybody that's listening, you could tune in right now and check him out right there. I really like what you said about you know, like the cliche questions that the interviewers ask you, you know. You said something about, don't ask me about my influences, you know.
Right.
It was kind of funny because you said something about, you have a certain mission, you know. You've taken it upon yourself to have a certain mission for your people, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, you know, because we usually get this, as artists, we always get these things, which are not bad, right? But it's right. But it's one of the things that we have to kind of, like, look at as just being very very formal, and that also plays a part in the system, right? Which is kind of like what type of relationship a reporter and an artist is supposed to have, and what types of questions you have to ask, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some of those questions are always like, what are your influences, you know, as a musician or as an artist?
Right.
And although we may be able to capture some of what the artist is through those questions, I think the bigger question is just, you know, just having a conversation and seeing what you're saying in your music, what does it mean and what is it for, you know, mm-hmm. what is for you and what is it for your people?
For your people, yeah. Real quick, before she goes on and puts the track, give out your where you're going to be having your CD release party, and also your website where people could reach you more.
Okay. Yeah, well, March 5th, this Sunday coming up, we're going to have a presentation for my new album.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be at the Knitting Factory. Doors are going to open at 8. It's all ages.
Okay.
And there will be present will be Quinto Sol, you know, brothers that from here from LA that I've always been representing.
Yes.
And Upground, and Son del Centro. It's gonna be a very eclectic show. It's not just about hip hop, right? But it's about
uh-huh. And DJ Slowpoke, right?
DJ Slowpoke is also gonna be there, and this brother from Mexico City, named Boca Floja, that we've invited.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a quest to break down the barriers, right, the fronteras, and mm-hmm. basically, you know, create this free state, right?
Yeah.
Globalization of a movement. So
right.
So we reached out to our brothers.
Yeah. And all right. I think I wanted to ask you something about some tickets too. But thank you so much for calling, Olmeca. And Jennifer says hello. By the way, she's one of the Aztec dancers. You know her.
Yeah, sure.
She was gonna be here, but she couldn't make it. But I think you're gonna have a really good turnout. We're gonna be there as well, and we just wanna commend you on the fine work you're doing, you know, and bringing this awareness. And here's Claire.
Yeah, do we give away some tickets now? Do we give away some tickets after this track?
Yeah, whatever y'all want, we could give out the tickets right now if you like.
Hmm. How do we, should we, you want to give out, throw out a question?
All right.
Yeah, make it fun?
How about we throw out a question about the Zapatistas?
All right.
Let's see.
Make it.
Can I make it relevant to the other campaign?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
What was the name of the comunicado that came out before the red alert?
Before the red alert.
That is criticizing all the political parties in Mexico.
All right. You can call us at the station. That's the Kill Radio station here at 213-252-0998. You're listening to Consin with Olmeca on the line.
Yo, yo.
Adiós a la esperanza, deja tus cosas. Ven y vámonos. El sol llorará por la energía que da día tras día. Retumba tierra, tumba la existencia, dice la voz. Los pensamientos no se prestan para esto, pero como todo, no es importante hasta que te manches de sangre. Antes de todo, antes que nada, no te salpiques con ignorancia. Y ahora, retumba tierra, tumba la existencia, dice la voz. Dios, déjanos en paz y limpia la
madre, por delante y por detrás. Dile a sus niños que no sean cochinos, con chudos malignos, que no tengan miedo. Pide un suspiro de los labios de Dios, suplico. Deja las puertas cerradas para que así sientan y cómo se engañan. Deja que sufran y no los bendigan para ver a quién más escuchan. Deja que venga el demonio para que les muestre lo que ellos nos muestran. Abre las puertas a esta propuesta y empieza la vida con una limpieza. Por favor, haz que las hojas vuelan y el mural que vuelva. Demuéstrate a ética en esta selva, conquistar el corazón. Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, dilo. Retumba tierra, tumba la existencia, dice la voz. Él es Dios, Tonantzin, madre pura, justificada en los seres humanos, dando Dios su piel, fuimos resucitados. El maíz y árboles, nacimiento, Tochtli, quinto sol, vivimos, sexto, esperamos. Tiempo del revolucionario, oye, ¿por qué existe ese extremo? Observa, se calle el monte, la cima, cerca al piso. Dicho es, si la ves todavía cercano, una vez más. Es un hecho de lo superficial, dando la realidad, facilidad de ser el amante de la actitud. Esta es la edad, la edad, la edad. Pájaro que no puede volar, sin pie, sin poder caminar. Un león sin poder posicar, en su reino sin descansar. Sin habilidad de poder buscar, un animal no puede andar. Pero como un compañero sin ganas de buscar al más allá. Una mujer sin poder amar, por su belleza es vulgar. El hombre todavía quiere controlar, con su pareja no puede gozar. El infantil no quiere jugar, duermo y duermo y no puedo soñar. De esta vida me quiero alejar, pues yo no sé cómo avanzar. Pues yo no sé cómo avanzar, pues yo no sé cómo avanzar. Por favor, haz que las hojas vuelan y el mural que vuelva. Demuestra que hay ética en esta selva, conquistar el corazón. Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, dilo. Retumba tierra, tumba la existencia, dice la voz. Eres Dios, Tonantzin, madre pura, justificada en los seres humanos, dando Dios su piel, fuimos resucitados. El maíz y árboles, nacimiento, Tochtli, quinto sol, vivimos, sexto, esperamos. Tiempo del revolucionario.
On scene here with Olmeca on the line. He's actually off the line right now. And we're talking about a CD release coming up March 5th at the Knitting Factory here in Los Angeles. It's going to be a really good night. We're giving away some tickets. We're going to bring Olmeca back on the line. Put a little, this is all from his 2006 release.
David and Goliath, hormiga contra mammoth. Esta es la guerra, hoy que se presenta. Palabra nuestra, esta es mi arma. Apunten y disparen, ya está la victoria. Actos de violencia hacia la voz de inocencia. ¿Quién ganará? ¿Quién ganará? ¿Quién ganará? Para eso uno espera, se espera con paciencia. A largo plazo se siente la victoria. Fuego desde adentro, deme la mirada. Cierra tú los ojos, dime que se alumbra. Con eso solo compa, tiene pa' la entrada. Opciones son presentes para cada quien que guste. Hasta el gusto hay pa' cada quien que quiera, tomen una. Avancen con presencia de conciencia. No vestidos de una sola, sino vestidos de todas formas, de todos modos y de muchas maneras, como el uso de madera y la muerte en la frontera.
Conceal on the line with Olmeca. Thanks again for touching base with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. March 5th, CD release. That's a Sunday at the Knitting Factory. We're giving away two pairs of tickets to, yeah, we'll say the first callers, or you can email us.
That sounds good.
All right.
Hey. Should we ask them the question?
Let's re-ask the question in case, you know, people are, like, doing their research.
Okay, yeah, right? I hope so. All right, so the question goes a little something like this. Name the title of the comunicado that came out before the red alert, the Zapatistas red alert. So in other words, the comunicado that led to the red alert. And it was a comunicado that came out before June 19th, where it talks about the reality of the political parties in Mexico.
And the number here at the studio again is 213-252-0998. And our email, consinradio
That's CONSIN radio at Yahoo. You got one pair of tickets. Thanks, Omeka, so much for calling up and for all, everything you're doing.
All right, thank y'all. Thank y'all for having us.
Hey, would you give us a little station ID before you run off?
All right. Sounds good. You ready?
Yes, we're ready.
All right. You are listening now, at this moment in time, with your ears and your mind and your heart, to GONSIN.KURADIO.ORG. Olmeca.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Olmeca. All the best to you.
Cool, brother. All right, we'll see you soon, all right?
All righty, man. Take care. And we're going to play some more. We're going to play the product right now, right here, directly from MySpace.
Orale, hell yeah.
The center of the belly of the beast.
Hell yeah.
All right, bro, take care. Much love. Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Progress to profess a new quest to protest the spiritless. Dispersed against nemesis, energy through clenched fist and vipers with warrior instinct and instant exhilarating sense of ability to connect for principles of self-sufficiency. My dome as a servant of the heavens insurrection, injecting the fire burn with good intention. Holler back with the now when I say revolution, revolution,
now,
revolution,
now.
Hollow words speaking utter repentance. Attention, a problem that the president faces. Attendance is greater than the leader's commencement. Intention from the people is independence. A people enslaved in a barricaded city. You're straight for sickening in hell by devil supremacy. Centuries of comatose outlook, insecurity, leading to timidity and finally slavery. Desde el 510, pueblo lental supe bien contra la basura del presidente inconsecuente. Viene la gente después con una gran inquietud. Derrotando el hombre juez, vida justa otra vez. ¡Ja!
GONSIN. Thank you, Omeka, for calling in. We're going to keep playing some tracks from his latest.
Beautiful.
And you know what? You think this question's a little too hard?
Yeah.
Look, the question for a pair of tickets. You know, not everyone is informed about everything. The purpose is to inform ourselves about what is important. The question is, name the title of the comunicado that preceded the red alert. You know what? We'll take the first caller with a creatively bad answer.
At 213-252-0998. You're listening to Cure Radio, to GONSIN here with Claire and Umberto.
H.
And we have Greg of Mezcla here in the house.
Indeed.
As well. And What else do we have up on the board? So we have more from Olmeca. How about Batalla? We haven't played that one yet.
Let's play that one.
Alright.
La batalla contra el sistema de la bestia, David and Goliath, hormiga contra mammoth. Esta es la guerra, hoy que se presenta. Palabra nuestra, esta es mi arma. Apunten y disparen, ya está la victoria. Actos de violencia hacia la voz de inocencia. ¿Quién ganará? ¿Quién ganará? ¿Quién ganará? Para eso uno espera, se espera con paciencia. A largo plazo se siente la victoria. Juego desde adentro, deme la mirada. Cierra tú los ojos, dime que se alumbra. Con eso solo compa, tiene pa' la entrada. Opciones son presentes para cada quien que guste. Hasta el gusto hay pa' cada quien que quiera, tomen una. Avancen con presencia de conciencia, no vestidos de una sola, sino vestidos de todas formas, de todos modos y de muchas maneras, como el uso de madera y la muerte en la frontera. Cada quien su modo, todos juntos, todos juntas, más bien dicho, marcha con muchas banderas. Las batallas son contra el sistema, no contra el hermano, hermana. Hip hop, cypher, batalla don't stop. A la bestia tu pistola es tu rap. Las batallas son contra el sistema, no contra el hermano, hermana. Hip hop, cypher, batalla don't stop. A la bestia tu pistola es tu rap. Yo. El malo de la bestia vestida en cuerpo humano, como hecho buen dinero por las buenas bien honrado. Estamos en la etapa del mañana, pero vemos al humano acercándose a lo nuestro y bien ganado. La verdad no implica nada para mí ni para ti, sino solamente para la muerte en sí. Si arriba con la muerte, pues quédate ahí. Si arriba con la vida, pues hay trabajo aquí. Amárrate las botas, entra en la selva, selva de concreto. Vamos, ¿qué te espera? Sí, pues el trabajo, pero más la búsqueda, esta de la bestia. Vamos, que se acerca. Esto llama a todos, hombres y mujeres, niños y ancianos, a todos presente. Algo muy pendiente, inmediatamente, toda mi gente, griten lo siguiente. La lucha sigue, y una vez por todas sacar al presidente. Las batallas son contra el sistema, no contra el hermano, hermana. Hip hop, cypher, batalla don't stop. A la bestia tu pistola es tu rap. Las batallas son contra el sistema, no contra el hermano, hermana. Hip hop, cypher, batalla don't stop. A la bestia tu pistola es tu rap. Yo. Soldado guerrillero, lo que me quieras decir, tráete las armas y un libro para leer después de que ganemos esta batalla de pensamientos entre los hijos del sol y esos lobares esclavos del sistema. ¿Quién ganará? ¿Quién ganará? ¿Quién ganará? Pregúntame otra vez y veme desde el cielo, cámara. Compañeros en la lucha no preguntan esto, más bien dan la esquina en cada minuto del día. Ves que tienes mucho que aprender cuando sales a las calles y te roban al correr. Justamente de eso hablo, el plan se desarrolla y es muy simple. Billboard after billboard van quitándote el poder. Tus opciones son poquitas, ármate con la historia de tu gente y lo que te puede ofrecer. O sigue en esas calles que te robaron, soñando de la buena vida y déjate vencer. Aunque sean te busca, quiere darte todo al precio de tu vida o de tu desarrollo. Nosotros somos hijos del sol y del futuro, soldado para ellos o soldado con nosotros. Tú decide ya y nos dices, nos veremos en las calles y veremos qué escogiste. No se olvide de tu gente y lo que dice más insiste. Prefiero morir de pie que vivir a rodillas. Zapata vive.
Zapata vive.
Thank you.
nuevo amanecer en este día. Las flores son más expresivas, ve que sus raíces son macizas, pues caminan porque dicen que las exterminan. Viento, fuego, líquido, tierra, tiempo, autosubsistencia. Sin mover el cuerpo se entera del fuego de su fortaleza.
Al despertar veo que las cosas no son iguales, confundido como los demás veo que los demás están igual, exigiendo respuestas por lo que vemos a nuestro alcanzar. Todo diferente, la palabra extraño no expresa esta monomanía. Locura es todo como un sueño bueno, sinceramente una fantasía hacia la realidad que yo buscaba y que hoy en día el mundo oscuro.
Luz suspira, hace mirar dentro de tu vida. Una llena luz ancestral, paso a paso, camino se ilumina. Ancestral luna, intoxicante vibra, danza anciana, despierta muerta. Nuestra vida anciana misteriosa, hoy en día el mundo respira.
El discurso del amanecer de no favorecer, sino va a florecer a los bienes que pueden ser pal-
Claire. Sorry, that was an abrupt.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, somebody called regarding Olmeca.
For
see.
The tickets. The correct answer.
It was a tough.
It was tough. But, you know, it's all about.
But for more information, go, you know, go to his website.
Una batalla contra el sistema de la bestia. David
and hopefully you could go also to the record release party this this
Sunday, March 5th
at the Knitting Factory
in Hollywood.
Along with Olmeca will be Quinto Sol,
Upground,
Upground, DJ Slowpoke,
and another band from Mexico
Boca
City.
Floja.
Yeah,
yeah. Big ups to them. And
hey, let's give the answer to the somewhat difficult question. The question was, name the title of the comunicado that preceded the red alert. And that answer, it was impossible, the impossible political geometry. So congrats to our ticket winners.
Yes, we'll see you there at the record release for Olmeca.
Yeah.
You're listening to Consin here, Cure Radio.
If you want to call the studio, the number is still 213-252-0998. You can find Consin on MySpace, Consin Radio at Yahoo.
At Yahoo. So again, we want to thank all of you that are listening, and yeah, check out Olmeca, man. Now we have something brand new. This is Rise of the Speed Man. This is from his brand new CD, Eros and Bridges. This is Midnight Session here on Consin, Cure Radio Los Angeles. I want to dedicate this to... Adol, who turned me on to this electronic musician. Here it is. This is Midnight Session. I want to dedicate this to Claire.